Okay, good morning. This week we have a tremendous challenge to play Baltimore on the road. Anytime you get a chance to play the team that won the Super Bowl the previous year, brings an extra energy and excitement to the week, and add to that that this is a division game. We're looking forward to improving, and that starts this week in practice and with our preparation, and we're hopefully getting off to a great week of preparation. As far as Baltimore goes offensively, Joe Flacco obviously has really shown what he can do and is a tremendous player. Ray Rice in the backfield is a dual threat that we have to contend with, a great runner as well as a receiver. Torrey Smith, a guy that's a big play guy and outstanding receiver as well. They have a good offensive line, a solid offensive line. They play a physical brand of football. They have good balance, run and pass, and they do run some no huddle. So those are some of the things from a defensive standpoint that we're looking at. From an offensive standpoint, looking at their defense, again, a team that has an outstanding front seven with Haloti Ngata anchoring in the middle, a number of guys they picked up in the offseason as well in the middle there that and then they have the outside guys as far as the pass rushers go with Upshaw, and we know about Suggs and Dumervil, who they picked up in the offseason as well. So you really look at that front as being a challenging front. They're getting good linebacker play as well. Ladarius Webb is back in the secondary, and he's playing really good football. So it'll be a challenge for our offense and special teams-wise. They've always excelled there and played great special teams. So, you know, I'm confident in looking, that our guys will embrace the challenge that they have and respond to the challenge this week. I'll take questions now.
There's a report this morning that Barkevius has been cleared for contact and could play Sunday. Where do things stand?
He has been cleared to play, so we'll get him out there in practice today, and we'll go from there.
In terms, then, of special teams with him, will he still be in those units?
Yeah, we'll still be working him, and today we'll get him out there and see where he's at and from a conditioning standpoint and all those things and make an assessment as we go in the week.
Where do you think he would fit in your defensive rotation?
Again, he would be one of the guys that we could use like we have in, you know, with him in the preseason and as an outside backer in the base and as well as an outside rusher and sub.
Get some of the snaps that he normally would have gotten?
Yeah, I think we'll get a pretty good rotation with that group. They all really have something to bring to the table, and it's that's a strength of ours.
Aside from needing to incorporate Mingo for the long term, being the big investment he is, how much do you suppose he can help right away under the circumstances?
Well, that we'll just have to make that determination and seeing him out there. He's been out there on a limited basis, and he's been working out and running. I think we need to see that when we get out there.
How about Sean LaValle? I think he said Monday that he'd be assessed again today.
Yep. We'll hold him today, and we'll continue to get treatment with him, and we'll just assess as we go, and we'll see how he is tomorrow.
Is he close to playing?
He's getting better. He's making progress.
Anybody you ruling out already for Sunday?
No, nobody we're ruling out.
Chad, with Flacco, in the age we hear so much about the zone read and stuff, and he's one of those typical drop back guys. Mm-hmm. What's it say about his ability that he won the Super Bowl and just the relevance of a guy who still just drops back and swings the ball?
Well, he's shown that he can do multiple things. He's really has the ability to scramble and make plays. Obviously, he can throw the ball. He's got a strong arm. He's responded and played well in the big games and had, it was great in their run, down the stretch last season, and has a lot of different skills that, he's good. He does a really good job with they do a lot of check with me and things that they do at the line of scrimmage. So, obviously, he's a high-value guy on their team.
Chuck, you knew being without Josh Gordon would be an issue and something. Was it tougher to deal with than you thought it would be?
No, I think that we knew, the value that Josh has to the team. But I do see, the other guys having the ability to step up, and they'll have to continue to do that. And this week will be a big test for them.
Because of the way Cameron played on Sunday, though, does that give you hope going forward that that could be, you know, a more dynamic passing game now with just when everybody's out there?
Yeah, Jordan, as you know, as we've talked about before, has just improved every day he goes out there, and to see him go and have the kind of game he did last week is encouraging. That he's making strides and you know, gives us another weapon and a guy that we can count on.
Chad, do you think you could? Are you looking at possibly achieving greater balance this week? Run pass, you know, 13 runs, 52 throws. You think against Baltimore, there's opportunity to balance that out and get that accomplished?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the intention. We want to be able to do whatever it takes to win, whether that's throwing or running. As you have a plan that you go into the game with, and a lot of times the situation dictates, and you have to be flexible in how it happens and how things happen during the course of the game. And we'll always plan on doing that.
Chad, do you have a list of guys who aren't going to be out there today?
I mentioned, LaVau, I mentioned, Ruben will hold again today. He's making progress as well. And TJ Ward, it was sore today. We'll hold him and then see where he's at for tomorrow.
Buster Screen, it seemed like he had some trouble with Hartline in that game Sunday. Where is he and what can you do to help him in this game coming up?
No, you know, I think that Buster and Chris, as I mentioned before, they've improved a lot, and it's a matter of, you know, going out, trusting their technique and playing the game. They're going to be, you know, we know they're going to be challenged playing opposite Joe, and they just need to respond. And, you know, I see those guys having the ability to do that, and I'm expecting them to do that.
When you saw the Ravens against the Broncos, could you tell that their defense was in transition from losing guys like Ray and Ed and some of their Kiki Paul, some of the guys that they had for years and then all of a sudden didn't have them?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, with you're going against Peyton Manning and an outstanding team in Denver, and, you know, the game was really back and forth in a good game, and then a few things went Denver's way, and it's sort of just snowballed on them there. But, you know, they're still – the Super Bowl champions, and they still have an outstanding team, and they're well coached.
You pick a fine time to have to face the Ravens coming up, not only that game, but they're going to get their Super Bowl rings and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, all those things are fine. We're excited about playing this game, and as I mentioned before, embracing the challenge of what that brings and the opportunity to play. The team that's just won the Super Bowl is and our guys are excited about it already.
In terms of their edge rushers, obviously you got Suggs and they added Humerville on the other side. How big of a challenge is that? How do you count for those guys?
Yeah, it's a big challenge for our guys, and you know they're going to need to step up, and we'll do some things from a schematic standpoint to try to help and have a plan, and then we have to execute the plan.
As a guy that grew up rooting for the Browns, obviously this the former Browns here, do you remember kind of where you were, what happened the moment you heard, oh my gosh, the Browns are leaving 20 some years ago, whatever,
18
years?
Yeah, I think I was in college or just had been out of college, and I remember it, and I wasn't here locally at all, so I was down in Florida, but just hearing about it, and I think everybody was surprised at it at the time, and but we're back, and we're working, and right now the team, we're all aware of that, and everybody knows it, and the fans are all aware of it, and but we're focused on this game and this game alone, like we've had the focus all season long.
Coach, any comment on Gordon and Little being fined for speeding?
Yeah, I think they've taken care of all that stuff, as far as I know.
How about by the team?
No.
Chad, are you going to switch it up at kickoff return or
Rainey? We'll stick with Rainey, and we do have some other guys and some other options, and we have some flexibility there.
Does Travis Benjamin need to be tougher on some of those contested balls, and is he physically able to be tougher because he's a smaller guy?
I think that he, everybody's different. All guys are different in what they bring. He's fast. He's not a big guy, so he's never going to be the kind of guy that's going to push guys around to make catches. I think his craftiness and route running and speed is what he's going to have to get, you know, he'd be able to get separation. And then, working on continuously being strong with the ball and strong to the catch. And so that's some of the things that I know Scott works a lot with them on. And, they'll continue to get better at.
What are some of the things that you can point to that would indicate that Brandon Weeden can play winning football this year?
Well, I think that, you know, I've seen progress in him since the time that we've started. He's making quicker decisions. He's grasping the offense better. I think you saw his toughness and resiliency in that game. And as he continues to improve, the production should improve, and that's ultimately what we're looking for.